Monster. Don't struggle so much. It's not like you can move anyway. I imagine you would have run half a mile away from me by now if you could move. There's nothing to be afraid of. I won't hurt you in any way. I just like watching you while you sleep. I guess you can say I even admire it, actually. I love the rhythm of your chest falling up and down with every breath you take. I love how you toss and turn around sometimes, too. It's cute watching how horrified you get when you get nightmares. I know what you're thinking. I don't give you the nightmares, mister. It's the other demon lady. Maybe she'll introduce herself to you one day. I don't know, though. She's kind of mean sometimes. She's really scary. Even I get scared of her when she's at her worst, even though I'm a demon myself. Anyway, less about her and more about us. I've been watching you from the corner of your room for a few months now, but I've never gotten the courage to walk over and sit on top of you like I'm doing now. Hi, mister. I must say, it's quite nice. You have the perfect amount of body warmth. Funny how you can only dart your eyes back and forth, but you can't move any other part of your body. Not as long as I'm sitting on top of it. Yeah. About those random objects falling in your room sometimes. Sometimes I sneak around here and take a look at what you bring home. I like learning more about you. But sometimes, I get a little too excited and I walk too fast. And that's when your stuff falls over. I thought we should be clear on that part. So, don't get mad at your pets anymore, okay? It was actually me all along. The reason you've been getting sleep paralysis more often is because your sleeping stages are all out of whack. That sort of thing usually happens when you don't have a consistent sleeping schedule. Also, gotta sleep with the lights off, silly. Sometimes the light messes up your sleep, too. But I understand you've been really tired these past few months, and just pass out on your bed as soon as you get home. It's not very useful for me to tell you that, because if you take my advice and fix your sleeping schedule, then I won't be able to see you as often. I do care about your health though, mister, so I thought I should tell you anyway. It's up to you if you actually want to follow it or not. You get to see a cute little demon girl like me every night if your sleep habits get even worse. Just saying. But seriously, even if I miss you, at least you'll be better rested, right? Everything I say seems to horrify you. It might not be the things I'm saying, but just me being a demon that scares you, huh? That's it, right? I was sent from hell to punish you for your bad sleeping schedule. Other sleep paralysis demons are way scarier than me. You don't even want to know what they look like. How this works is that, well, I'm supposed to engage what you humans call paranormal activity, like making scary faces at you while I sit on your chest and make deep growling noises. I'm not really good at that kind of stuff, though. It just doesn't come natural to me. I was actually supposed to be a succubus, but they said I don't look like a full-figured woman yet, so I gotta do this stuff first. I guess you really gotta have the goods to be a succubus. I'm still growing, though, so I know I'll get there one day. Aww. You still look kinda scared, mister. It's a tragedy that you're still nervous around me. If it makes you feel any better. I'm a little nervous too, since I have a crush on you and everything. I wonder if there's anything I can do to help you relax more. We're gonna have a long night, you and I, mister.